Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odrew. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. John chapter 12 verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Johannes Simpa, itira edumienu imu ayadiono, eni adiono bako ensempano. Seri Johannes chuna debreno, itira edumienu imu ayadiono adiono bako. Wasira hela fobi onuma, oba fashiona sinimso oba besore. Wana oba Philipwa, ufri beside ewa Galilea ninche, oba kachire nise uura yepese yehuno Yesu. We'll go further and read Luke. The 21st chapter, Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." We have been outlining Jesus, or I want to see Jesus, the parabolist, because Jesus is a parabolist, a preacher that preaches in parables, unlike the prophets who preaches in metaphysical conundrums. Jesus preached in parables. Ofembe busem na wadi ayena senka anase na senka yeno wadi na mbebusem so ena eniyeng ekasa iti na senka yenwa wakika eni bebrebe ewa honu mwa enano peino. I am going to use the opportunity for us to outline most of them. I believe it will be of a tremendous blessing to God's people. Let me use the opportunity to bring you our feet parable. We have been outlining some very profound parables of the Christ. This morning, a parable will be taken from the book of Luke, the 19th chapter, the 11th to the 27 verses. Luke chapter 19, verses number 11 to verses number 27. The Bible said, "And as they heard these things, he huddled and spake a parable, because he was nigh unto Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And he said unto them, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he said, and he called 10 of his servants, and delivered unto them 10 talents. The other versions, and delivered unto them 10 pounds. And said unto them, Occupy till I come, or do business till I come. But those citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to rule over us. It came to pass that when he had returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, and that he might know how much every man have gained by trading. Then came the first one, saying, Lord, thy pound have gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful with very little, hast thou authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, Lord, thy pound have gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise unto him, Be thou Lord over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept in a napkin. Went further and said, For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man, and takest up that thou layest down not, and reapest thou where thou have not sown. And he said unto him, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an usury man, taking up where I lay not and reaping where I have not sown. Wherefore then gavest not thy my money unto the bank, that when coming I will receive it with interest? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to the one that had 10. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that everyone that has more shall be given unto him, and taken away from he that has not. For those my enemies, which will not have me reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. May God bless the reading of his word, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. It's a very profound parable. But let me reiterate that particular verse that says, and said unto them, do business until I come. Do business or occupy until I come. I have been observing critically in prayer the pandemic that have swept through the world, ladies and gentlemen, and that have rendered so many businesses, I'm talking about world-class businesses, rendering them powerless, talking about airlines, talking about mighty businesses, companies that employ juggernaut number of people, businesses that had dominance, including businesses in the sports world, football entities, businesses that commanded and controlled a lot of revenues like the mines, businesses from the oil and gas sector, businesses that commanded from the financial sector, businesses that control a lot of revenue, and businesses that control a lot of resources have laid up people. Let's consider even the people that work in our country that, you know, operate businesses like hotels and all that. If there are no expatriates that are coming in using these facilities and all that, these companies, most of them have allowed their workers to go home temporarily. And ladies and gentlemen, when you look at these things, you will have to come to a cognizant understanding that we are living in perilous times. The one that which the Bible talked about. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Jesus even called it in Matthew chapter 24, in the different, he called it difficult times are going to come. These are the times that have been outlined in Luke 21, verses number 34. He said, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. There is a day coming. That day should not come upon you unawares. TNA, unawares. Somewhere I can hear very serious assembly. Now, having outlined these things, I would like everybody to understand. I'm looking at people, you know, folding up, hiding. Because the fear of this pandemic is what is sitting on the heads of everybody. Now, the fear is not the fear of coronavirus. It's the fear of death. They are afraid that they would die once they contract this coronavirus. And that is why we all have come to the adherence strictly of all the protocols outlined by the World Health Organizations, even though sometimes they conflict themselves, yet we don't joke with these protocols. Why? Because of the fear of death. Same fear of death. Fear of death. We are afraid that if we are not careful, we will die from the pandemic. And so in washing of our hands and the flowing water with soap, in sanitizing our hands regularly and not touching our faces and all stuff like that, and wearing face masks, should we go out? And in all these protocols, and practicing social distancing, in all these things, I sit down and I'm asking, where is God in all this? Where is God in all this? If the parable is telling me to do business, occupy, it is just like God telling Adam, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, replenish it, and take dominion. It is just like God. It is just like that particular word. I'm looking at You know, I've said it many times that if I compare, you know, the strict adherence and the panic of the whole world, not just, you know, of Christians and of the church, when I compare it, to the way we have awareness and strict education of this pandemic, it really amazes me that we do not have such awareness comparatively to the second coming of Jesus Christ, to the Son of God, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. We do not have awareness like that concerning the Son of Man. Let me stand in an airplane and say, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Jesus Christ, the Messiah of the world. People will say, come on, clear off our face. And then let me stand and say, may I give you tidbits from coronavirus. Instantly, everybody would like to hear tidbits that will prevent them from dying. I'm telling you, your days have been determined already. Job 14:5. There is no way, you know, you will miss that. It's an appointment. Hebrews 9:27. It is an appointment that awaits every man. I want to use opportunity to develop further. You know, where is God in all this? Among the people that are panicking more is the church. Now, the church is becoming increasingly faithless. Faithless. Increasingly. We are becoming faithless. Increasingly. I'm telling you. You told me that, you know, before COVID-19, bring the sick, bring the afflicted, bring the dead. God will raise the dead, heal the sick. I am asking, where is that God in all this? The believer will have to wake up from their slumber. I want to talk to you. Wake up from your slumber. Awake from your slumber. Awake from your deafness. I'm talking to you. Awake from the comatosical state which you have fallen deeply into. Awake. Awake. I am talking to the church. I'm talking to the world at the same time. Where is the God that you talked about? You know, he's a God of miracles. He cures diabetes. He cures high blood pressure. He heals stroke. He heals HIV/AIDS. There is nothing too hard for the Lord to do. I'm asking a good question. Where is that God? Why are we resorting to immune boosters? If paracetamol can heal headache, the name of Jesus does better. Oh, I want to talk to you. Come back to the place of faith and do business till he comes. This is the profound message, the profundity of the message. Don't drift away from the gospel, the real gospel. Go and preach the word of Christ Jesus and heal the sick. Lay hands on them and heal the sick and cleanse them from every infirmity whatsoever. And I have been wondering and I have been really thinking deeply, where is that same God? It's amazing how Jesus in Luke 8:25 asks a very profound question. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? And so I'm asking Ghana this morning, where is your faith? When we declared a national day of prayer and fasting, now I'm asking you, where is your faith? Because you cannot pray without faith. Prayer must be mixed with faith. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, for the word that was preached to us was the same word that was preached to them, but the word did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. The word must be mixed with faith. Prayer must be mixed with faith. Fasting must be mixed with faith. Miracles must be received in faith. Oh yeah. The things of God must come to us in faith. A lot of faith. I'm talking to the righteous. I'm talking to the unrighteous. I'm talking to everybody. Where is your faith? You have faith in protocols. You better have faith in God. Have faith in God. Come back to the place of faith. I'm asking myself in all this, where is faith? Now, you say, you come into this place and say, I'm corona, you know, positive. The preacher may not come close to you, let alone touch you. Where is the anointing, the power of God that touches people and they are slain under the power? Where is that power? I'm asking a good question. Let me tell you, faith is not logic. Faith is not logic. The Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things which are not seen. By it, the elders obtain a good report. Let me use the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to, you know, permeate further and tell somebody in this place, faith is the opposite of logic. Faith refuses to think. Faith refuses to analyze. Faith refuses to assess. Faith is the one that will make you step on the face of the water and not looking at man but unto God. You can walk on water. I have 8 questions. The first one is, where is your faith? Where is that faith, that force? Oh my God. When, you know, before COVID-19, you will speak to a believer and 1, 2, they go like, Keleba Zuru. Where is that? Where is that? Now, because you know you slow coronavirus. Virus wa with the seminar in Suya Wensa. Now, the people are running for their lives. Where is God in all this picture? I am asking a good question. Please, somebody show. Where is God in the whole picture? Where is the God of the Bible in all this corona thing? Where is God and his might and his power in all this? I am asking, according to Luke, the 8th chapter, the 25th verse, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Jesus was in a boat, and the Bible said the storms came, and the people, instead of rebuking the storm by the presence of Christ with them, they went further, rather talking like, Lord, care us not that we perish. They are rather thinking of dying. The fear of death, same fear that is hanging upon the whole world right now, was the same fear that was upon them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm using the opportunity this morning to ask, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Bring it up. Number 2 question, where is the presence of God in all this? Where is the presence of God? Psalm 139, verse number 7 to 10. Psalm 139, verse 7 to 10. David said, whither shall I flee from your presence or from your spirit? Or where shall I go from your presence? If I ascend unto heaven, there you are. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I make wings of the morning and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, the Bible says, you are. Your hand will lead me and your right hand will hold me. I'm asking, where is that presence? The Bible said the presence of God went before the Israelites like a pillar of fire by day and a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. I'm asking again, where is the presence of God in this? Before COVID-19, we boasted very big. I'm asking the church this morning, where is that presence of God? We boasted. My God, the power of God is so strong in this place. Where is that? Now we have a little virus that is tearing in our face, and we need the grace of God. Now, governments all over the world are telling us, protect yourself, because the Bible cannot protect you and God cannot protect you, and the people are running away. Oh, I want to talk to you and say to you, Jesus said in Matthew, the 16th chapter, he that loves his life and he wants to protect it will lose it. But he that loses it because of me will find it. Yeah, if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, Matthew chapter 16, 24 to 27, amazing. He said, he that come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. The Bible said, he that loves his life and wants to protect it will lose it. And he that loses it for my sake will find it. And the Bible said, if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, what shall he gain? Further went to ask, you know, what shall a man give in exchange of his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then the Bible said, shall judge every man according to his works. Where is the presence of God? The presence of God swallows up everything. Let me tell you, the miraculous is a strange thing we are talking about. God If you take the miraculous, the supernatural, the presence of God, faith, and most of the things that I'm asking this morning, if you take it away from the Bible, it is as useless as a history book, and it's as useless as a philosophical, sociological, political science book. It is as useless as a storybook. I'm telling you, it is the supernatural, the moves of God that makes it. Musumusum nyamia watiasi, now prove it. The faith of everybody is under trial. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time that we come to the place to seek God and His Christ. Oh yeah. Yeah, edi ekristo fo na womo de womo nya amane ne tai kakra bia na womo adwane dwane akwesha mpase, and now they believe in all kinds of measures above the God that they serve. Nyamino amoto ne onyum no wan mi bisomo nyamino amoto ne onyum bonen samna e fine no wo ni nyuma ene na kase edi ene, you know, na nwanwa de no ne many ye. I'm an insomma, what do you know? Find a war. Where is that God? I'm asking you. So where is the presence of God in this coronavirus? You first of all told me that a coronavirus does not have a cure. It is a virus that does not have a cure. So how come 3,000 plus Ghanaians recovered? Somebody should explain that to me. I'm telling you, in the graciousness of God, in the miraculous might of God, still He is laying hands on people to receive cure. Who catch them is hard. Any near true. It here then they be one tom. And pim me and sa. Any a chile. And one tom. And yet day. Mutimu yura. Akwasha honamu. I went to Kalebo the other day. A great medical practitioner was working in the emergency ward. And you know, it has been a long time I saw him. And so he said, follow me. Follow me, man of God. Let's go around. As we take care of their patients, you can have the opportunity to pray for them. Whilst I was following him, we went round, morning, checkup. When he finished on his way to his office, I asked him, what is wrong with all these people in this emergency ward? And then the doctor said this, the physician said this to me. He said, we know that they are all incapacitated or sick or impaired with some kind of infirmity and weakness. But for 90%, we don't know what actually is wrong with them. Actually, we don't know what is wrong with them. Yet, that 90% in that room have laid and banked their hopes on these physicians. Yet, the physicians are helpless. I want to introduce the physician of physicians, the Christ, the balm of Gilead, the physician of Israel, and the spices of Egypt, the dazzles of the fields, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the dazzles of the field. I want to introduce to you a physician greater than every physician you know. I'm not talking about a general practitioner. Neither am I talking about a consultant. I am talking about the healer himself, the originator, the Alpha and Omega of healing. You better come back to yourself. Where is the presence of God in all this? And I'm building up on my concept. You know, when you read Exodus chapter 33, verse number 14, the Bible was talking about, my presence shall be with you and shall give you rest. The presence of God comes upon people and gives them rest. The presence of God comes upon a nation, a people, yeah, a church, and gives them rest. I'm telling you, now I know somebody is going to argue with the FGDA, anyone, someone, everybody has argued when there are people who have died in America who were preachers. Hey! Let me tell you something. A storm can happen. Big trees can fall. Small ones can be standing there. I am different. Oh yeah, you are different. I'm telling you, God deals with everybody differently. And I'm telling somebody, Ghana, where is the presence of God in all this pandemic craze? Where is God? God is a strong tower. The righteous run to him, and they are saved in a time of crisis like this one. People's businesses have collapsed. People have been, you know, made redundant, made to go home. And I'm asking the question, you can't feed your family. You can't pay your bills. Where is your faith? Number one. Number two, where is the presence of God? Number three, where is the power and the anointing we boasted of before COVID-19? I'm asking. Just a question. I am asking, where is that power? Isaiah 10:27. The Bible said, because of the anointing, or by reason of the anointing, every yoke shall be broken. I am asking very briefly, vehemently though, I am asking, where is that anointing? Somebody should tell me. Where is that anointing? Tell me, where is that anointing? Where is that anointing that slays the choir? Where is that anointing that healed that blind woman the other day? Where is that power? Power! Where is that? Herbalists are rather boasting. We have cure. Madagascar is boasting. We have cure. They told us their cure is coming from a neem tree, coming from a suruisa, a formisa, is coming from a ginger, a kakadru, is coming from their cure is coming from lemon, you know, ordinary lemon. Who doesn't know this in a malaria prone environment? Who doesn't know this? That when you put neem tree in hot water and put these other things into the hot water and put a big towel or bed sheet and inhale this into you, there is no virus that can stand it. Bacteria, especially from the respiratory cavity, cannot stand it. I'm asking. And then I'm going to give you a question. And you're going to give me a papa. Tianye! I'm going to give you a neem tree. You are away, me be some Muslim woman, a fine woman. The human way, I'm asking of that power. Where is the power that healed the sick, that raised the dead? The power that made people bold, fierce. I'm reminding you, curse is the man that rests on the arm of flesh. Yeah, yeah, for the arm of flesh will fail. If you are thinking you have a specialist, the specialist is also hiding for cover. And so I'm asking, where is the power? The power of God that comes upon a people and a pioneer. The power of God. Where is that anointing? Where is that anointing? I'm asking, where is that? I am not asking, where are your prophets? No! I am not asking, where are your preachers? No! I am asking, where is the God of power? In all this coronavirus business, where is the God? I'm asking a good question. And this is the time I'm telling the believer, take off your eyes from man and what man can give. You will need, tell you, there are people who have followed all these protocols strictly, yet they have died. I know health workers, including a health worker who came from my hometown, Kwemkwetia. You know, he lived in Germany, practiced for 40 years. As a specialist, he practiced for 29 years as a consultant. Died from coronavirus. He was a frontline worker. Frontline workers wear PPEs. They protect themselves. How come? You see, you were not free in the past. I'm telling you, you were not free in the past. If it's a one word dance of a brother, they that rest and rely on God. The Bible said they are like Mount Zion, they cannot be removed. And we are not going to see God now. David said, I have been old and now I have been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I want to talk to you. Go back to your first love. And your faith. We see Yami or Tumi, we see Yami or. And then you pledge it yet to Fomwa, Womupio Madu and some Funkuan Womukika. Gideon to form. Where is that anointing that you believe so much that you can put a seed at the feet of the preacher and wipe the prophet's shoes? Where is that anointing? Maybe, sir. Where is that anointing where you desperately want the preacher's handkerchief or mantle? I am asking, where is that anointing? Away, and I'm away. 40 something people have died in Ghana. I want. us to lift up prayer. And let's see, those people who are still sick, let's see what the Lord will do. Which country, you know, will say openly. I mean, when we have, I look at our mechanic, our strategy, our mechanics, and our plan and towards this whole thing, it really amazes me. The first thing the world did in solving this coronavirus was to render the church a non-essential entity. First thing, church is not essential. Where will you get results from? I'm asking you. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. I want to ask number three, where is the deliverance? Where is the delivering power? Where is the delivering power? Obadiah 1:17, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness, and the people of God will possess their possession. Where is that particular one also? Possess their possession. In other words, they shall not die but live and declare the works of God. Where is that? The whole world. It's only two countries that declared the church is still essential. But even that, they went round, and they realized that they were not prevailing. Then they realized that they were making a big mistake. And it came from America, President Trump, and the Tanzanian president, who declared church is essential. We need prayer and the God of miracles. We need the move of God. We need the grace of. Do you know that whilst you are preaching like this and you are talking about the supernatural, the miraculous, the mighty hand of God coming upon some of these things, people are also told, come on, please forget about your God and let's talk signs. Well, how come signs could not save 109,000 Americans 2 months ago? I thought America was scientific than any nation on the face of the earth. I'm asking you, how? How science didn't save over 100,000 people dying in 2 months? Why didn't science save Brazil? Why didn't science save Italy? I am asking you, why didn't science save them? Then you realize that your science and your human wisdom is extremely limited. We are limited. Limited. Very limited. As I speak to you right now, America, that is on top of science, has over 2 million active cases of coronavirus. 2 million. 2 million. 2 million over the population of Saudi Arabia. 2 million. Now tell me your science. Let your science deal with that. Huh? May catch it up. And I will only bring that a dinkrasan. Ajinyame. Except God build the house, they that labor, they do so in vain. And except the Lord watches over the house, they that watches, they do so but in vain. Increase the radio volume. My volume in Gosro and Ibidaba because I match it up. They do so but in vain. Man, human being, we are limited. Human being, you are extremely limited. I'm talking to somebody. You better hear what we are doing. Human being, I said you are limited. This thing will overwhelm us as long as we neglect and eschew the input of Almighty God. It will overwhelm us. I'm telling you. And may I remind you, something that if I wash my hands with soap and water, if there are virus contamination on my hands, instantly it goes away. But the moment it runs into my nasal passage, it runs into my eyes, it runs into my mouth, any passage like that, and goes to my throat and stay there for days, and then begins to spread itself into my lungs, into my breathing cavities, then I will be needing an oxygen mask, a ventilator, and finally a grave. Then I'm telling the people, there is nothing too hard. As the Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Come on, somebody, I'm talking to you. I'm telling this morning, I'm going to call the church. Come back to the God of power and the God of deliverance. I'm asking you right now, where is healing, the healing power of God? Where is the healing power of God? Where is that? Number five, what is the healing power of God? Where is Exodus 15, 26? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Where is that? Where is he sent for his word and healed them? Where is that? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Where is that? God, your healer. I'm not to unwaken it. And he did in the hepatitis samuachi. And that is why I'm telling everybody that is listening. Huh? Faith without works, the Bible said, is dead. I'm going to turn it in the opposite reverse. Faith without works is dead. But works without faith is also dead. All the protocols without faith is dead. I'm telling you, I will repeat it. All the protocols without faith also is dead. Therefore, we need works and faith. We need God and signs at the same time. God and signs at the same time. I'm bringing my message to, you know, it's pivot. And let me tell this to everybody who is under the reach of the sound of my voice. He cannot fail. He has never failed. I'm telling you. And I'm asking, where is the glory of God? Number six, where is the glory of the Lord? Before COVID, we sang the glory. Yeah. The glory. The glory of the Lord is coming down. Yeah. Before COVID, it was the glory. Come and see jumping. The glory. Yeah. The glory of the Lord is coming. Yeah. Nedru is coming down. He's coming down. Come and see jumping. My Jania Koshem Basi. You have all run under your beds because there is something called corona on the streets. Where is the glory of God? Come out. Come out. Come out and prove the God you serve. Come out and prove his healing power. Come out and prove his miraculous grace. Come out and prove his presence. Come out and prove the glory. The kabod, come out and prove the Shekinah. Come out and prove the doxa. Come out and display doxazo. Doxify that which God is able to do. Come out. Come out. I'm talking to the church and the world. It tells me, Matthew chapter 13, the seed that was sown, and some fell into thorny grounds, and they are the ones, you know, when they hear the word of the Lord, they receive it with joy. But when persecution and there come attacks, instantly they backslide and turn away into the world. The reason, they have no roots. They have no roots. This morning, I want to tell Ghana, except you look up, you are joking. I'm telling you. Well, somebody said we have looked up for 3 days fasting, and we looked up also for 1 day. It's not enough. It's not enough. Depend on the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get well. I'm telling you. But the among us, some farmer, some can kind and kick out. He can't say much to them. At the moment, the city needs an enemy to teach him. Make us imagine. City is already suffocating in the mud of coronavirus. Businesses are calling. I'm telling you, government is even struggling to pay workers. Scanning your free neighbor. I'm going to be a man. Obi a obeka akere o se Ghana ye de wenye sika funu bi ene edie me ka sama akere o. Tianiye, come back to the God of your salvation. And I'm asking number 7, where is the miraculous? Where is the miraculous? The miracles of God. The Bible said in Psalm 103, verse number 7, he made Moses to know his ways and his mighty acts unto the children of Israel. Where is that? I'm only asking, where is that God I'm talking about? Where is the miraculous? If you take the miraculous out of the Bible, it is just an ordinary book. It is the miraculous that makes it. That makes it. The miraculous. The Bible said, and Pharaoh's rod was swallowed up by Moses' rod when it all turned into serpents. God was making a statement. I'm using the opportunity to tell everybody that is watching and listening to me now. You speak a lot of, that is what we do. We speak a lot of, you know, dead works in standing in the face of faith. We speak dead works. Words that comes. I want to use opportunity to tell everybody. And then I'll ask my last guy, where is the supernatural? Where? God is a spirit. They that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. I am asking, the whole of this corona craze, where is the supernatural? We have seen healings, miracles, things that we didn't lay hands on. In the miracle service, the move of God came in. Let's come back to believe this God again. Come back to believe this God again. It's time to believe him. It's time to rest in his power. It's time to, I'm telling the church, stop running like a headless chicken. Stop running and behaving, you know, running all over helter skelter like a headless chicken. As if you are a flock without a shepherd. Oh, corona be queen, corona be queen, corona be queen, corona be queen, corona will kill us. We need to hide for cover. God is with you. Come out and face it. And I'm going to tell you, if God is with us, then faith, number one, is applicable. Yeah, our faith will deliver us. Our faith in God and in his Christ will deliver us. Number two, the presence of God will take absolute preeminence. Exodus 33, verse number 14. He said, my presence will be with you and I will give you rest. Number two, we need the presence of God. Three, we need the anointing and the power of God to fight a pandemic. This is an attack. And I'm going to say this to the church. Stop behaving like this is one of just the global pandemics, like cholera, like the swine flu, like MERS and SARS, and like the Spanish flu and all that. This is an attack on the church. Whether you believe it or not, I have just told you that this is an attack on the church, on the body of Christ. Wake up and come back to the glory. The glory. Come back to the healing power of God. Your conviction in the God of the Bible cannot be depleted at this time. We cannot resort to things that does not work. We need the grace of God. Faith and works at the same time. Yeah. We need God and all the protocols. You cannot throw God away and be following protocols. Like I said, faith without works, the Bible said, is dead. Then, in the opposite reverse, works without faith is also dead. We need the deliverance of God. We need the miraculous. We need the supernatural. Then we will see the glory of God utterly. As I bring my message to his people, I want to say to everybody, it is not only coronavirus. I mean, before COVID-19, we believed that everything was possible. Ediana corona, kiti kiti, emperor have paralyzed you like this. I want to tell people who are going through hostility and, obscurity and the vicissitudes of life. Let me use the opportunity to tell the people who are seeing only gloominess. They can't see any hope. There is hope for a tree that is planted in a forest that if it be cut off at the scent of water, ladies and gentlemen, it will sprout out again. Wake up! Arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The Bible said darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness over the deep. But God, they that know their God, the Bible said, shall be strong and they will do exploits. This is the time. I mean, when people are going through, craziness, madness, and all that, people are sick, they are at the verge of dying. Doctors have pronounced them dead. I know a woman of God in this country that was pronounced, cancer, pronounced. They gave him 3 months to die. She took communion for 2 solid months. The 1 month left for her to die. Everything the doctor said were reversed. Where is that God? That is what I speak for the people that are critically sick, not only from COVID, from cancer, from leukemia, from spontaneousness, from high blood pressure, from diabetes, from meningitis, from any kind of sickness, including thrombosis and glaucoma, all sickness, including cardiovascular disorders. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you believe, Artemita Lumifantri can heal, then the name of Jesus will do better. If you believe Coatem can heal, the name of Jesus does better. Yeah. I'm talking to somebody. Yeah. The name of Jesus can do better. No matter where you are, there is hope in Christ. I will repeat it. There is hope in Christ. Wake up and come back to the Lord. And let us repent. Because we have belittled our God. We have believed. We have believed human beings. We have believed human beings. Yeah. Believed human beings more than God. But Peter said we ought to believe God more than men. Yeah. We ought to believe God more than men. As I bring my message to a close, I want to tell everybody that is listening to us. Ghana, you need God. Oh, you need God. You need God. Ghana must be healed from hypocrisy more than COVID-19. Ghana! We are suffering from coronavirus. We all share in the pain. The pain of George Floyd. We share in it. We all share. If I were in America, I would lead all alabaster in that demonstration. We will join them. We will not joke. But! The 70 people that were bent in the Kintampo accident, beyond recognition, the rest of those corpses, which could not be identified by family, therefore, were given a mass burial last 2 weeks. I want to ask, did they receive a memorial? I want to ask Ghana. I'm asking you. June 3rd was five days ago. June 3rd was 5 days ago. Did our brothers and sisters, 270 people that died in floods and in fire, did they receive memorial 5 days ago? I am asking. It's a question. Takra the girls. Only prayer. And we are praying very, very quick. We've put up a setup, prayer, everything. For George Floyd. Me se wo jare. Na yadie no a wo yare na nye kuru. Wo jare. Nyachum. You need healing from that. You are sick as a nation. I'm telling you. Wo yare chen we see dino. Me nam kachero. Wo jare. E chen we see dino. Tianye. Kenya miya du infanchero. Wo jare inti atentre. Nenye jumano kure niho. Wo jare. Who gave Captain Mahama a memorial last week? We could have prayed for his memory. Where was the memory for J.B. Dankwa Edu? I thought J.B. Dankwa Edu was part of this present government. At least a prayer for his memory. Fenokochere, who gave a memorial? Ye penny a recognition wo mujare. Na mujari yane so esuche in corona. Corona ya de ketu ebi. Mujari yane ya kese. Tiani ye! Kanyamia ginchinemo. Mujari yane ya kese. I always tell you, we are a true reflection of our leaders. We are not different from the kind of leaders we have. I'm telling you, we reflect our leaders, or our leaders reflect us. We need the hand of God and the grace of God, and not the feebles of men. I call the nation and the church back to a place of conviction and a place of faith. We need the grace of God. We need the grace of God, the hand of the Lord, the mercies of God. We need rejuvenation, revitalization, and it's going to come only by the hand of the Lord. I'm telling you, the things that I mentioned this morning, yeah, faith, the presence of God, the glory of God, the power of God, the miraculous, the supernatural, the deliverance of God, the healing power of God. We need it. We need it. So if you don't know Christ as Lord and personal Savior, whilst I have spread the flag of Ghana on the altar of God, asking God for healing, asking God for restructuring, rekindling, revitalization, revival, and all the things, I'm asking the same grace for you, that the Lord will restore you to the joy of your salvation, that you will know that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ, Jesus Christ in you, you have everything. And so you may be physically poor in your own eyes and wretched, but in the spectacle of God, according to the book of Revelation, you are rich, you are wealthy, and it is well with you. Wherever you are, I want you to place your hand on your chest as we pray for this country and pray for ourselves. We want to ask God, heal us and we will be healed. Wash us with hyssop and the washing of your word. Yeah, Ephesians 5:26. We need the washing of your word. We need to come to the place of the washing of your word. Without spot, without wrinkle, without blame or any of such. After that silent prayer, I am going to lead you to rededicate your heart to the Lord Jesus, to come to the place of renewing your first love for God. Oh yeah. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus as Savior, this morning is going to be the privileged. Oh my God, the privileged moment, the Kairos moment, for you to tender your heart unto the Lord and say that I receive you as Lord and Savior, that I will serve you all my life in spirit and in truth. I want you to come and reign on my life. I want my name to be written in the Lamb's book of life. I want to be born again. I want newness of life and new life in Christ. I want to be a new creation. That is going to be your prayer. Place your hand on your chest and say, Jesus, this morning I renew my heart for you. My love for you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Make me born again and a new creation. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Stir me again. Revive me again. Renew me in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I pray for these your lovely people, and I'm asking that the word will take dominance of our heart. Bring us to the place to know that the arm of flesh will fail and is limited, and that your mercies only prevails above. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I want to ask of your mercies, every Christian that is listening to, my God, they need a boost, a jump start. And the people who are listening that does not know Christ, today is a day of celebration in heaven and on earth. We thank you. I pray for the sick this morning. I am asking for your healing power, your healing grace. Let the anointing permeate. Let the oil flow. Let the fire refine. In the name of Jesus the Christ.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.